me about prohibition.
The what?
Prohibition.
Prohibition.
Oh, prohibition. Oh, that was something. Ah, boy, they didn't live up to it. There was a few bootleggers. And started hauling liquor from Canada across from Wyandotte. They had power boats. They'd go down there and load them up. And they'd come in at the entrance there of Monroe Harbor, unload there, right to where the fisheries are by Consolidated Bank property there. And they even come down on Bowles Harbor there, up La Pleasance Creek, and unloaded there. They went all over. And in the winter time, when the lake was frozen over, you could jump out. And boy, they had traffic pretty near like the expressway here. And they were hauling back and forth to Toledo, getting their booze stuff along the Detroit River. And we weren't allowed to have anything. The only thing we could have was a near beer. I made some of that near beer myself, made out of malt and sugar. that was just near beer.
Yeah.
And you were allowed to do that.
Grandma, how did you prepare for the holidays?
Well, it was pretty much the same as it is now. Baking, making candy and baking cookies. And usually made some gift for the friends and relatives. Usually handmade gifts or something like that. It's pretty much the same as now.
Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you.
That's okay.